Listening Library presents Deadly Hearts, History's Most Dangerous People by Michael Bergen. Read for you by Nikki Endress. Introduction. His body tied to a wooden rack. A man screams and begs for his life. Spanish soldiers tighten the ropes attached to his arms and legs. They stretch the man's body until he confesses to a crime he didn't commit, or until he dies. In another part of Europe, wooden poles stick out of the ground, their tops sharpened to points. Just below one point, a body lies limp. With the pole piercing his body, the victim dies a slow death. In Africa, piles of severed hands surround a military officer from Belgium. The soldiers under his command cut the hands from the bodies of rebels they kill to prove they have not wasted any bullets. One hand means one bullet fired. These gruesome scenes could have come from a horror movie, but they all actually happened. The deeds described here were carried out under the orders of ruthless people whose actions reflect the evil that humans are capable of. Over centuries and around the world, there have been leaders with great power who have used cruelty and violence to get what they wanted. Some sought to conquer other lands so they could build great empires and amass personal wealth. Other leaders wanted to squash any threats to their rule from rebels or outside enemies. A few may have been driven by a touch of madness. Some people believed their god or gods had chosen them to rule and had given them a divine right to kill in the name of their religions. And some, for reasons that are hard for most people to understand, simply enjoyed seeing others suffer. Collected here are the stories of 16 men and women, powerful people with deadly hearts. What forces shaped them? Some lived when violence and cruelty seemed to be just a part of life, and rulers were expected to get what they wanted. Others believed that mass killing was an acceptable way to take revenge in response to harm done to them or their people. Whatever their background or the world they faced, these 16 people remind us that human nature has a dark side that can be unleashed in truly terrible ways. Their stories demonstrate that there is a long history of ruthless people who have wreaked havoc to get what they want. They might also say something about us, the people who are drawn to read about their horrible deeds. Do we read them to try to understand how some people can become so evil? Or perhaps to learn lessons we'd like to never see repeated? Whether empire building or simply displaying a cruel streak, is there any excuse for the actions of people who have been responsible for the deaths of so many? And can we, as a society, prevent the rise of new, deadly hearts? Or will the impulse for evil in some people always find a way out? Alexander the Great, 356 BCE to 323 BCE. Royal rulers can often trace their family histories back to many kings. Alexander the Great made an even bolder claim that through his father, his roots went back to the ancient Greek hero Heracles, often known as Hercules today. He, in turn, was the son of the most powerful of all the Greek gods, Zeus. On his mother's side, Alexander's family tree included the famous Greek warrior, Achilles. Alexander did not deny stories that said his true father was the god Zeus himself. With that background, it's no wonder that Alexander the Great believed he was meant to accomplish great things. And he did. During his short life, he created one of the largest empires the world has ever seen. But along with skillfully commanding his troops, Alexander often showed a cruel and ruthless side. His real father was not a god, but King Philip II. Philip laid the foundation for Alexander's military success. As the king of Macedonia, one of several independent states located in what is now the nation of Greece, Philip expanded his country's army and made his soldiers professionals who pledged their loyalty to him. The Macedonians valued bravery on the battlefield, and the sons of noble families began training for military careers when they were 14 years old. Starting during the 350s BCE, Philip used his army to conquer Greek lands south of Macedonia and unite them under his rule. He was off fighting in 356 BCE when Alexander was born in the Macedonian capital of Pella. The young prince quickly showed that he had a sharp mind, and as a teenager, he left Pella to study with the great Greek philosopher Aristotle. One of the books Alexander read was the Iliad. It told the tales of Greek warriors in ancient times, and Alexander thought it was a very good guide on how to wage war against a nation's enemies. The book also showed Alexander that revenge could be a powerful force in world affairs. In the Iliad, a great war starts when the Greeks seek to retaliate against the city of Troy. Revenge also drove Achilles, one of those warriors who is mentioned in the Iliad. After the death of one of his friends, Achilles sought out and killed the Trojan who had killed him. Alexander's own mother, Olympias, may have led him to believe that Achilles was a distant relative of theirs. Alexander knew he was expected to follow in the footsteps of Achilles and other heroic soldiers of the past. Olympias may have also fed Alexander's belief that he was related to the gods, an idea that would have made him think he could do what he pleased when he became king. Alexander also had a military role model close at hand, his father. Philip's wars against Greek cities continued as Alexander grew up. The boy once told friends that he was afraid his father would achieve so many victories, there would be nothing left for Alexander to do to show his greatness. Although he had limited training in actual combat, Alexander commanded cavalry, soldiers on horseback, for his father when he was 18. But not all the violence Alexander experienced came on the battlefield. In 336 BCE, King Philip II was killed by a friend. It was said that Alexander's mother may have encouraged the murder as she wanted her son Alexander to rule Macedonia in Philip's place. The violence surrounding the royal family continued after Philip's death. To guarantee that he would become king, Alexander killed at least one of his own half-brothers and others who might oppose his rule. Then, one of Philip's generals threw his support to Alexander, ensuring that he would take the throne. At the time, he was just 20 years old. The Greek city of Thebes rebelled against the young king. Alexander took brutal revenge. One ancient historian noted that, by the end of the fighting, every corner of the city was piled high with corpses. Then Alexander carried off the city's children and enslaved them. Once Alexander had full control of Greece, he led his army eastward. His target, Persia, at the time the largest empire in the world. The Persians had earlier invaded Greece and destroyed the city of Athens. As ruler of a united Greece, Alexander wanted revenge. Defeating the Persians would also bring him great wealth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?